whatever, you know.
Lady Gaga. Presenters. Jim Bentley went to a Lady Gaga show. She does have her audience.
Yeah.
Did you like the show, Jim?
Loved it.
Wait, what's that? Say it again, Jim.
I was cringing in the corner here as Trudy said that name, hoping it wasn't going to be brought up. But
is that your poker face?
Of course it's going to get brought up. You know that.
Well, in the rock video category, he's Coldplay.
So you dug it?
No, I didn't dig it. Well, the one thing I did dig was all these girls. I don't know if you've seen how she dresses. Trying these massively fat girls trying to dress like her.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, no jokes, five girls just fell flat on their asses. Like one, the security had to come help her, and she was crying because her wrist hurt. These fat girls were trying to dress like they never dress, you know, and just couldn't do it. Couldn't pull it off.
Jim, did you go to the show too because you thought the crowd would be cool, or because of you like the music, or you like the character Lady Gaga, or what exactly pulled you into that thing?
No, I don't even know how to answer this. It might as well just
be honest.
My girlfriend wanted to go.
Yeah. She wanted to go.
What, she doesn't have a girlfriend that likes Lady Gaga?
What's that?
She doesn't have a girlfriend that likes Lady Gaga?
Well, I was the one that got her the tickets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, now that sounds like you really wanted to go, and you got her the tickets under the guise of getting her a present so you could go. And save on a gift to her.
I don't know what to say. I have nothing here. It's horribly gay, and I don't know.
The tickets were in your name then.
No. Well, I bought them.
Yeah. They're in your credit card somewhere.
Wanted to go.
Yeah.
But I think
we'll call area. Step up there and Jim Bentley too.
The rotten part is that his girlfriend, you know, gets taken to a Lady Gaga present under the guise of it being her present when it was what Jim wanted to do. That's what sucks.
Right. She got brutal.
She couldn't even make it.
Yeah, she got scammed. Oh, terrible. Man.
Brutal.
Well, anyway,
you haven't gone to something that you didn't want to go to.
Oh, that's a good defense.
Not Lady Gaga.
Sure everyone has.
Went to Tina Turner.
Probably the gayest I could have gone to, but.
Yeah, how late did you stay?
We only stayed for about 25 minutes. Probably saw three or four songs.
What, she played Poker Face that early?
Yes, she might have. It might have been Just Dance, one of the two.
Without hearing both hits.
Well, I saw five girls fall on their asses, and that was enough for me.
Is that right?
We were there for her. Actually, we had to see part of the opening act, too, whatever their name was.
States are the opening act. You really want to see this thing.
No, not through it. We didn't start it. Well, I guess through it, yeah. But
Jim, you were there for her. So even if you had had enough, didn't you stay on because she wanted to?
Yeah.
No, Jim's the one that wanted to go.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I guess the answer is yes to everything.
What was the encore?
I didn't stay that long.
So he says.
I didn't stay that long.
I can't believe you only stayed 20 minutes. That makes no sense.
What's fascinating about the show is that Jim knows how everyone acts at a Lady Gaga show. That's why he went, to see all the women dressed up as Lady Gaga, the fat chicks falling and all that. Yeah. So you're really into this whole Gaga thing. Yeah,
that's exactly.
Mm-hmm. What did you wear to the show?
What I wear to the show?
Yeah.
I don't know, something really trendy and fashionable.
Yeah. Wow.
There were a lot of homos there, too.
Yes, there were.
Exactly.
I'm going along with the fact that I'm a homo for now.
Did you spend all day looking for a fat suit to wear to that thing?
He's just barely not even trying anymore.
I'm ragging on myself.
He's trying to, like, preemptively take hits on himself as if that's going to help. Not helping at all.
Well, guess we learned something new about you, you friggin' fag. You want to make out or something?
Did you buy any merchandise?
No, I didn't buy anything. Nothing. A couple drinks. That's about it.
It's one of those kind of guilty pleasures that we all have. Mm-hmm. Jim likes Lady Gaga. There's a lot of records I like from, you know, they're sort of the top 40 mode. For some reason you find yourself liking them.
No doubt.
That's a good subject, actually. Maybe we could take some calls and emails on guilty pleasures like Jim's, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
313. What's that?
Worst concert?
I prefer guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
we really hook in with Jim and something he feels. He's obviously embarrassed about it. But at the same time, you can tell that the hair's going up on the back of his neck thinking about Poker Face and the performance that night.
And it becomes a service for people, too. It's a way of getting it off your chest. The guilt that you've been carrying around for so long.
Bit of a confessional.
Yeah, kind of.
313-298-WRIF.
Okay. Oh, wow. I've had a little bit too
heads up, leave the phone ringing because Jim wants to hear the end of this song before he starts screening the calls, if you don't mind.
You know the words?
Sorry, Jim.
He looks like he might be grooving there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He knows the words. I saw his mouth moving.
Taking one for the team here. Pretty rough one, I got to say. Sports. Brought to you by, let's see. That would be your Metro Detroit. And that's sports. 6:37. And we were talking about guilty pleasures. Boy, looks like we got a few of them here. Is this Rob?
Yes, sir.
And you like?
Yeah. Great show. First time, long time, guys. I love you guys.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, I had to kind of call in and defend old boy to you guys.
Is that right? You've been to a Gaga show yourself, huh?
No, but I would take my wife only because I don't like the music, okay?
Right.
But I think, okay, maybe I'm the only one.
Take your time getting the point, by the way.
But I think she is so damn hot, man.
Really? Jim, is that what you like about Gaga? You think she's hot?
No, not at all. I just like her music.
She's weird.
I don't think she's hot at all.
Isn't it a fact you've got some ringtones, Jimmy? You got some Gaga ringtones?
No, but now I will. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, get Poker Face on
there. Go get it.
Just Dance.
They're available, man.
Eric.
Morning, guys. Drew, welcome back.
Thank you. And you call about Gaga?
Yeah, I'm calling to put you under suspicion because you know all the name of the song, so I'm assuming that you went with Bethany to the concert.
No, I was not there. I did not see Jim there. He revealed it to me after quite a series of questions, by the way, about what he did the night before. And there was like 2 hours of his night missing. And I go, well, Jim, what did you do then? And, gee, why were you out so late? Because it was on a school night. But those are number one hits, aren't they?
Yeah, you'd have to live under a mushroom to not know who she is.
Absolutely.
Or what the song, those two big songs.
I think even Jim Bentley will acknowledge I was not at the show. And you did reluctantly reveal that to me. Oh, he's on the phone. He's screening. Talking to a Gaga, fellow Gaga fan, no doubt.
Hey, Drew, great to have you back.
All the callers are supportive of Jim?
So far.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Oh, jeez.
Let's try something here.
Yeah, we need a more objective screener, I'm afraid, for this subject.
All of his friends, that's what's going on.
This subject is so delicate. Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that Gaga's humongous in Canada. My girlfriend's Canadian. And, my God, all fat chicks, they dressed up like her and went to the concert.
That's what Jim said. So you know a lot about Gaga.
Oh, no, I am forced to kind of listen to it. But, you know, I got roped into a Michael Bolton concert that I'm still in.
Is that painful?
Yeah, it's nasty.
Hey, by the way, I bought those eBay paintings. Can I send them to the station with the pancakes and the unicorn? My girlfriend basically said, no, we're not putting those up on the wall.
Oh, yeah, sure. We'll re-auction them off or we'll keep them.
No,
whatever.
Okay,
but
right,
I'm glad you got involved in that. Ken, go ahead. Ken, you're on the rev.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Man. You got a guilty pleasure or a Gaga comment you want to bond with Jim?
I got a guilty pleasure. I grew up as a rocker all through the 80s. I love 80s music, but I got this thing for Taylor Swift.
Well, she's hot, I will say that. I don't know about her music. What, did you go to a show?
No, but I got 2 11-year-old girls. I'm hoping they'll go one day.
You're hoping.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't think I could do Taylor Swift.
Brian's already at it. Our buddy Brian has a shot of Bentley with Lady Gaga.
Oh, really? What's he saying?
It's a picture. Come here real quick. Just look at this shot. Brian, nice work. It starts here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then check out Mr. Bentley.
Brilliant work there.
And look how fast he did that.
God, he's good, isn't
Brian,
he?
Brian, you're incredible, sir. Apparently he's moonlighting as a background dancer. Two drinks my asses, Brian.
Well, the question is, will Bentley put that up on our site?
Yeah, that's the real question.
I think it's mandatory.
Yes.
Bentley,
absolutely.
We got something for you to put up on the site.
Oh, really?
Brian,
cool.
Yeah, you're in the band now.
Oh, boy.
Just came in. You know what you need to do.
James?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
man,
you got a
how you doing?
Yeah, I got to admit, to a guilty pleasure. I got some free tickets, sweet tickets, to see Neil Diamond, and I can't stand Neil Diamond. I took my wife.
Hey, Diamond's cool.
We arrived late, and we left early, but I will have to admit that I enjoyed the concert.
You enjoyed it.
For an old dude, he puts on a good show.
I enjoyed it.
You know, he's a great writer. He has written some great songs, no question.
He's
Sweet
one of those
Caroline.
He's one of those cornballs that's cool, you know, like Tom Jones or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's a forgivable thing.
Yeah, we'll let you off the hook on that one.
You bet your balls it's Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, you shut your damn mouth!
Mark, did we know this?
Full disclosure, I think I mentioned this before. I went to a Jessica Simpson concert.
Why?
A long time ago.
Did someone else want to go, and so you were dragged along?
Yeah, or? Julie wanted to go, but the advantage to it was there were no beer lines and there were no bathroom lines. So
probably a lot of hot chicks, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of young chicks.
Yeah.
Ugh, God, it was awful.
How close were your seats? Were you close?
Yeah, they're okay, but we still laugh about how bad it was. Even Julie thought it was just terrible.
Well, there's no band, is there? Isn't it karaoke?
Yeah, a lot of costume changes.
Oh,
a lot
God.
Of
lip syncing.
Oh, painful.
Yeah.
She's falling into that direction.
She did a cover of "She Worked Hard for the Money."
Oh,
I'm doing this
God.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Ouch.
She is a cornball.
Keep the laughs coming, eh, Simpson?
Cabaret.
And man, what an enormous mouth, too, when she sings. She eats that microphone.
She is very much in cornball land.
Man,
good statement there. John?
Yeah.
You got a guilty pleasure? Or something I got dragged into that you're embarrassed about?
I took my daughters to see NSYNC once, but that was a long time ago.
NSYNC. Yeah, for the kids, I can understand that.
Yeah, now I take them, I drop them off for Warped Tour, but I just wonder why nobody brought up Mike just being totally enthralled with Riverdance. That would have been like
Lord of the Dance. Yeah.
You know, Riverdance?
Lord of the Dance. Whatever.
Lord of the Dance.
What's the difference, Mike?
Yeah, you did
Lord
know a lot
dance
about
was
that.
A lot better.
A lot better.
You got to like that Mike's a stand-up guy about it, though. I mean, he's really, right now, he's actually fired up talking about it.
Fired up, man. I'm ready to talk some serious flatly.
I don't know anything about it, but it was just pretty funny that he didn't throw that in his defense.
I can't believe how many Riff listeners have saw that show.
All right, that's cool. I'll talk
All right.
to you.
John, thanks for calling.
Thanks for the hit.
All right, let's see. Jeff, what's going on? You got a guilty pleasure or something you got dragged along to?
Yeah, hey, great show, guys.
Thank you.
I really like it. Hey, yeah, I got dragged into an Air Supply concert when I lived in California.
Oh, how long ago?
Back like in 89 or 90. Ooh. They had this reunion tour and just around my wife's birthday. And I'd never been to the Greek Amphitheater. It was a sweet place. But just like that last call, there was a lot of hot chicks there.
Well, there really was. I guess that's one redeeming feature. But Air Supply, I can't imagine a worse concert.
Oh my God! Every time the lead guitar player wanted to get off on a riff, the lights would come on and then it would come off and then they would back him out.
So they actually jam in their own way. Oh boy!
Thanks for the call, guys. I appreciate it.
See you, man.
All right.
I love in every Air Supply song.
That's Air Supply's
how
thing.
They roll,
that's
man.
Their niche. That's how they roll. Exactly. Yeah. Although they never put it that way.
No, they don't.
Let's see. Is this Todd?
Yeah. Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
hey, Todd. Go ahead.
Hey, love listening to you guys. You're my wake up call every morning.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'll first just say I'm completely and totally heterosexual. However,
this must be bad.
I attended a Cher concert, and what a blast. I got to tell you, that woman rocked.
So you actually liked it.
You loved all the costume changes,
as a matter
right?
of fact, my wife surprised me with tickets one day, and she said, we're going to the casino. I was like, fantastic. And then,
so you really, you really do like Cher.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching her. I mean, she was my first love.
Wow.
I loved her.
Idea that you were surprised, you were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, she puts on such an incredible show.
You just love her.
No, you know what? I've been to a Cher show. I took somebody that wanted to go see Cher, got tickets. I admit it. It was not for me, but it was one of those shows where, like, a million costume changes.
Always.
And,
That's her thing, is those
awful.
Costume changes, yeah. There was a period where Trish wanted to go see Cher. We never quite... She should have retired before we we ever did it.
This was a hit when I went to see Cher. It was like late 80s.
Yeah.
You know, when she was like 50 and they were acting like, Cher is so hot, look at her, she's almost wearing nothing, and she's 50, I was totally repulsed.
Oh, I know,
like,
yeah.
She is not that hot.
No.
I don't want to see her in that outfit.
No, she's always wearing those see-through stuff. Like,
her,
stop it.
Her outfits, by the way, which always makes such a big, you never know what Cher is going to wear.
Well, I know.
To me, every one of them is ridiculous, stupid,
enormous
headdress
and all that. Yeah.
That thing she wore to the Oscars, that giant thing.
Yeah,
Oh, is that dumb?
I know. She's known for just those really bizarre, crazy outfits.
She has absolutely no taste.
No. In fact, who is that guy? There's this homo that does those costumes for her that was working with Tina Turner. They were on Oprah, the two of them, actually.
Man, you know a lot about this.
Only because of Oprah. And the guy that does the costumes, I saw him on QVC one night.
Boy, there are frightening things you will find out if you happen to even buy Oprah. Have it on while you're reading.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is this Jason?
Yep.
Go
hey,
ahead.
Jason.
What's your guilty pleasure?
I took my wife to see Simon and Garfunkel, but I had to go to two different concerts.
Two
Wait,
of them?
Two? Why?
One of them, well, because they weren't touring together, so I had to take Paul Simon with Bob Dylan, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that'd be good, but wait, you went to Garfunkel?
I drove all the way from Detroit up to Leland Old Casino.
Oh, my God.
To take my wife to see Art Garfunkel.
Oh, man.
Does she really like him that much?
She loves S&G. I can take some S&G here and there.
Well, you know, Garfunkel supposedly has the incredible voice, but I cannot see. You know, once they split up, it's almost like you didn't have to do it, or you could just go see Simon and your commitment would be over to your wife, I would think. Let's see, is this Angie? Angie?
Hello?
No, it's not Angie. Chuck, I'm sorry.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey,
yeah,
Chuck.
I got a guilty pleasure I'd like to confess to.
Yeah, go ahead.
A few years back, I went and took one of my ex-girlfriends to see The Sound of Music.
Uh-huh.
It was, and I'm not going to lie, you know, I liked it. It wasn't bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Sound of Music.
That's a musical, right?
God, yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of thought when they broke into song, you thought that was really cool?
I didn't think it was cool. I don't know. I thought it was just actually pretty good. I mean, voices, everything. Thank you. It wasn't bad.
How long ago was this?
Oh, dude, it was a few years back, but,
The Sound of Music?
Yep.
The sound of this caller,
who's performing?
Of Chuck, and this conversation just doesn't fit at all, does it?
It's
bizarre.
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews, no way. Who was doing it? Who was...
You know, I couldn't tell you. I don't remember who was doing it, but it was some old guy. He's kind of famous.
Uh-huh.
I forget who he was.
Were you singing along with Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Even
isn't that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No, you're right. No, I'm thinking of the one with medicine. No, it makes the medicine go down. The medicine go down.
The Sound of Music.
Yeah. The medicine go down. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down in the most delightful way. Boom, boom.
That was The Sound of Music.
Yes,
I don't think it was.
No, that was the nanny. Where she flying?
Well, let's ask Chuck.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mary Poppins. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The Sound of Music is like a few of my favorite things.
Yes.
You were into The Sound of Music a bit.
Trap Family. Yeah.
What
now? We've got the right movie. Well, it's good we don't know this. It goes to show you we're so disjointed from it.
What were the songs?
You know all the tunes, right?
Chuck?
What's your favorite Sound of Music tune?
I couldn't tell you. I think, I don't even know the name of it.
You don't know the name
of it?
You
loved them all.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm dying to know, what were the songs in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Because I definitely went to that stupid thing.
Chitty Bang Bang.
I was just a little kid, and it was a kid's movie, so it's not my fault. I'm not taking any rap for that.
That's going to require a Google search, that one, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny. Well, hey, I enjoyed singing The Spoonful of Sugar.
Yeah, it was
so
delightful.
Right.
I enjoyed accompanying you on that.
Yeah, it was nice. Judd, you did a good job you got on it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rick?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Rick. What's your guilty pleasure?
Yanni. I can't believe I'm the only one that got sucked into Yanni.
Oh,
Yanni.
Really?
No kidding.
You know, the people that like Yanni love Yanni, and I assume your wife...
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was my wife. But the beauty of it was there was a buddy of mine that was going also, and neither one of us told the other one we were going. I just said, I see him there. He sees me there. He's got orchestra pit seats, $200 a piece.
Oh, oh, what a bust.
That mustache real.
And who did Yanni screw? Who is he dating that he just screwed over?
From Dynasty, Linda Evans.
Oh, Linda Evans, that's right.
Yeah, and he dumped her, man.
Remember?
She was the cougar, and he took her through like her
right.
hot 40 years, and as soon as she got a little ancient, she was like, see ya.
He was incredibly gay.
He was not. He had a mustache, which is practically like a wedding ring.
I'm sorry. He had an with her, and she still wasn't over it long after the
oh,
fact.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, you're right.
Yanni, she remember
was,
that? She yeah. was still been out of shape over it.
The Buick Open, I don't know if you saw the credits roll after the golf outing.
Was Yanni performing?
Yanni did the music.
Did he now?
It was music by Yanni.
Are you what? Serious?
Yeah, I swear
oh
to
my
God.
God.
What?
Yeah, the guy is massively successful. He is
Jesus.
Really, really, really loaded.
Yeah, I know he is, yeah.
And internationally.
Yeah.
Huge.
Remember he got him to move, remember when the Penguins played at the Capitals and they had to play back-to-back? The reason they had to play back-to-back was
Yanni
would move his concerts.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, boy.
Mostly my mustache tells people that there is a 90% chance that I am poorly educated, that I keep upscale porn magazines out in the open, and that I listen to the Little River Band with giant headphones.
He looks a little like Doug Henning, isn't he, the magician? Only maybe, although Doug's teeth, he had a lot more buck teeth, but...
You know, look at what Bentley's love for Lady Gaga has brought forth. Look at Jim,
telling
great
you.
Subject.
Yeah.
He's eating up a half hour of the show.
Jim, you're going to end up with a
you
gold star out of this.
Yeah. You can't be bumming about this.
No problem, anytime.
Well, keep us posted on your latest Lady Gaga goings-on in case it leads to some more good subject matter.
Do you have your picture up yet, Jimmy?
I didn't, hold on. No.
Yeah, if anybody has any good Gaga stuff you can send in, we can maybe start a Lady Gaga
wall
corner
for Jim,
for his booth.
A shrine to Gaga.
To Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Mark's got the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang
set list.
The set list.
Mm-hmm. None of them look familiar.
I'll recognize a couple of them. Hang on. Is this Alex?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
Great, man.
What?
I had a huge guilty pleasure. I'm a big hard rock and heavy metal fan, but when that Hanson song came out, I became a big Hanson fan.
Ooh. Which
really
one? Not Mbop.
Yeah, yep, there it is.
Really?
Ooh.
And but what's worse is I think I was attracted to the middle one because I thought it was a chick.
Oh, no.
She was pretty hot, man.
Oh,
ouch.
Boy, oh, boy.
Okay, we better shut it down right here.
Here's another show tune. Tell me the movie. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Bum, 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 bum.
The rain in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Hmm.
God.
I guarantee the phone's going to light up.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Dolly.
Did you see Hello, Dolly?
No, I don't think so. Somebody will email.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Roses of Success. Dick Van Dyke was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, wasn't he, Dick Van Dyke?
My Dear Lady.
Oh, that's absolutely correct, Omundo. Yes, it is. My Fair Lady.
What a homo.
Oh, dear. Yeah, she was learning to speak English, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Plane.
She was hot.
The actress.
She was hot.
What was that?
Let's see. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Do I recognize any of this? Truly Sumptuous. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We Love You. Yeah, I know that. I know the song.
Yeah.
The song. But these other ones I don't recognize. Well, wow. What a subject.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Bentley, for the Lady Gaga thing, and for not denying it too, because I think it made the subject worse.